اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآني جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسان. ودعوتك ربي بقرآني.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين.
اللهم صل على محمد وعلى محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Welcome back and thanks for joining us again. Alhamdulillah, we learned about how to prohibit or avoid meeting the meeting of two sakin letters, okay, from each other. So now there is one more important topic, which can be like the last topic in our level 2 of the reading and fluency of the Quran Karim. Inshallah, after that we will have the level 3, which is going to be the tajweed of the Quran Karim. Okay, so then after the tajweed of the Quran Karim, our level 4, as we have considered, okay, as a level 4 for this series of Quranic classes, that will be the recitation and like we say qira'at or the sawtul lahn, okay, tartil and sawtul lahn of the Quran Karim. So I really invite you, respected brothers and sisters, to stay with us, okay, with the level 3 also and level 4 also. So it's very important because they all are like after one another, they are necessary. So when you finish level 1, level 2, of course you gotta study level 3 as well, because tajweed is one of the most like important topics in reading and recitation of the Quran Karim. If you see any reciter, so if he is about to recite the Quran Karim like beautifully with a beautiful voice, but if he doesn't know that he has a beautiful voice, okay, he can recite it very beautifully. When you listen to him, okay, maybe you kind of love his voice, okay, the Quran Karim. You will get in love with the Quran Karim. And if he doesn't know the tajweed rules, so that will not be okay, because he recites it well, okay, but with mistakes. That's not good. So it's very important. I really invite you from now on, okay, that you have to stay with us, inshallah, and continue like listening to our Quranic sessions. So the last topic in our level 2 class will be the how to read the tanween when it meets hamzatul wasl. It's very important and it's a kind of sometimes difficult. But there is again a general rule, okay, that can help you a lot. So what is the topic? The way to read the tanween, the way how to read the tanween when it meets Hamzatul Wasl. Yes. What was Tanween? Tanween was?
In, on.
Actually, Tanween was like, it's a Sakin Noon, which is pronounced at the end of the nouns, okay, in Arabic, but it's not written. So, for example, you say Kitabun, it's pronounced this way, Kitabun, like there is a Noon at the end after Ba, yes? But it's not written. Instead of that noon sound, instead of writing that noon, we put what? The sign of tanween. A fatha, two fatha, for example, okay? Two kasra or two dhamma. All right? That was tanween, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, an, in, un. So, suppose we have a word that ends with tanween, with an, with in, with un, okay? Then we have a word that starts with Hamzatul Wasl. Do you remember how was Hamzatul Wasl?
Hamzatul Wasl is basically when there's a Hamza and there's two words between it. And the word
So Hamzatul Wasl has a sign of a small sword, the head of sword.
That's Hamzatul Wasl. A small sign, the front part of the sword, okay? On the top of that alif. That's Hamzatul Wasl. Sometimes it's not written as well, okay? It has sukun. Sometimes it's not written, it has sukun, okay? That's Hamzatul Wasl. So now, when we have a tanween or a word ends with tanween plus, the next word starts with Hamzatul Wasl. So you know that when we join these two words together, Hamzatul Wasl will be skipped. So if Hamzatul Wasl is skipped, how can I read that tanween with the next word?
Sir, like if the next word is waw or ya, it will be ayn, aw.
No, we're not talking about waw ya. We're talking about Hamzatul Wasl. Tanween, then Hamzatul Wasl. Okay, tanween then?
Hamzatul
Wasl. Okay, I will tell you some examples now. So, let's take a look, okay? How do you deal with this tanween plus Hamzatul Wasl, okay? Say with me,
مثلاً
القوم
القوم
مثلاً القوم
مثلاً القوم.
Okay, so now مثلاً ends with tanween, right? What tanween? Tanween fatha kasra dhamma.
مثلاً
fatha. مثلاً.
So it will be مثلاً.
Okay, now let's see. Al qawm starts with alif lam, and that alif, okay, is Hamzatul Wasl.
Oh, I mean, yeah.
So
Hamzatul Wasl is skipped.
No. Look, we like first time we do not connect them together. We do not join them. Okay, مثلاً al qawm. So if you connect these two words together, مثلاً القوم, you skip that alif, yes, that Hamzatul Wasl. So there will be what?
مثلاً.
Aha. Is tanween a nun sakin or no?
Tanween? مثلاً القوم.
Is tanween a nun sakin or no?
Yeah.
مثلاً, that's nun sakin. If it was fatha, مثلانه. مثلانه, مثلانه, no. It is مثلاً. That's nun sakin. Okay.
الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم.
If you see the Holy Quran in Surah Muzammil, ayat number 20, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, and recite as much as possible from the Quran. As much as possible.
ربنا ما خلقت هذا.
That's why they say one of the beauties of the eloquence of the fasahat and balaghat of the Quran is that whenever you open the Quran, it's as if it speaks to you today very, very clearly.
The Quran is a covenant of God for His creature. It is misaq. It is covenant for His servants. It is necessary for the Muslims to read this covenant and recite 50 words every day.
القوم, when you skip that alif, that Hamzatul Wasl, then there will be lam. Lam is sakin as well or no? مثلاً القوم, لام الساكن.
Sir,
yes. لام الساكن. So مثلاً نون الساكن, then لام ساكن.
So مثلاً, because the نون الساكن will jump the.
From مثلاً you will jump to.
No, not jump like مثلاً the.
You will skip that لام, that نون.
Yeah, that نون, and we'll just directly with فتح go to لام.
So what do you think?
مثلاً.
How do you read this? مثلاً. القوم همزة الوصل will be skipped مثلا. So how do you read this?
مثلا القوم.
Oh yes, that was a general. There was a general rule, okay.
What are that again?
إذا التقت الساكنتين حرك بالكسر. So that تنوين is literally a نون ساكن. So you assign it with الكسرة. مثلا.
مثلا
نيل. نه. مثلا نيل. Now join it with لام.
مثلا
القوم
مثلا القوم
مثلا
مثلا القوم okay, so you assign that tanween or nun sakin with kasra and then you read it مثلا القوم everyone say مثلا القوم that's great
ساء مثلا القوم الذين كذبوا بآياتنا وأنفسهم كانوا يظلمون
the next example يومئذ الحق
يومئذ الحق
great okay one by one I will ask you should I mean apply the rule okay wait one by one example I will ask everyone يومئذ الحق that's done yes يومئذ الحق يومئذ تنوين كسرة which is literally a nun ساكن الحق لام ساكن here همزة الوصل will be skipped so two ساكن letters the nun or the تنوين will be assigned with كسرة okay يومئذ الحق
يومئذ الحق
okay so من هل حسين this example please listen to this example فسق اليوم how do you do it
فسقون اليوم
oh that's great فسقون اليوم فسقون اليوم so remember that we are talking about تنوين plus a word starting with همزة الوصل do not like don't be confused okay with like when we have تنوين then we have واو there is another rule inshallah in تجويد you will learn we have تنوين then we have يا there is another rule We have tanween, there is fa, there is another rule. Hamzatul was. Tanween plus Hamzatul was. When tanween approaches Hamzatul wasl. Okay, Muhammad Yahya, next example. Bizinatin al kawakibi. Bizinatin al kawakibi.
Bizinata nil.
Ah, the tanween kasra. Bizinatin.
Bizinati nil.
كواكبي بزينة الكواكبي because we have نون تنوين it's نون الساكن the next ساكن letter two ساكن letters again التقاء الساكنتين the meeting of two ساكن letters حرك بالكسر here you use it okay so the main I mean case that we use like this general rule is when we have تنوين which approaches همزة الوصل مهدي the next example مصباح المصباح
في زجاجة
you just add nil to
can
it
you, do you know that ayah? مصباح المصباح thank you Hussein Musa this example سواء العاكف
سواء العاكف
ما شاء الله one more example عاد المرسلون
عادون المرسلون You add so, nil to it and the word is done.
Oh yeah, kasra. That's kasra. It's done. Thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we finished the session as well. Thanks to Allah Almighty. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. And besides, thanks to you, students of Sevier International School. And thanks to me. Myself. Yes, also. Thank you so much for to those who help us hold this kind of sessions. See you inshallah in the next session. Stay with us with the Let's Recite the Quran Kareem. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi at-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ajli Muhammad.
Let's Recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور صفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان